Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And I'm really excited because today and yesterday and two more days after this, I am reading my new book for Audible, A Tribe Called Bliss. And you guys can pre-order Audible or the book at loriharder.com/Amazon or your favorite retailer. And you guys can find out more about that there or my website. And also we are announcing dates for the book tour. I cannot wait. Book tour dates will be announced for Los Angeles area this week, and the rest should be coming next week. So Boston, Toronto, Minneapolis, those should all be next week, or we'll at least have a few of them. So I hope I get to meet you. I hope I get to see you on tour, and I get to go spend the rest of my afternoons this week. So three more in a little dark really quiet room reading to you guys. I'm actually having a lot of fun with it because I am putting myself in the place of pretending to have a conversation with you guys and reliving the experiences of the book, which has been interesting because I really have to take myself back to some areas that I don't love being in, but also are some of the really breakthrough moments of the book. So I pray that they impact you as much as I put the energy into it when I was writing them, hoping that it will help you shift into the area and woman that you want to be, or man. So you guys, I hope that you go grab that copy before the book comes out because we can all start together on May 8th. So today, you guys, I want to talk to you about upgrading your meltdowns. And I find this to be a really beautiful topic because you guys will always know what I'm going through in my life according to this podcast. It's impossible for me to sit in front of this microphone and try to tell you something that is not going on in my life. So when life gets really, really good and when everything is happening all at once, you are also completely entitled to your meltdowns because when you get this productive or when your schedule gets this packed, which I did not expect the amount of work around this or pressure to all be doing certain things at once, when your dreams are coming true. And you have to remember that there are times in your life that when you are going to the next level, it is going to feel like a pressure cooker. And no matter what kind of information is out there about, you know, really follow your soul and slow down and please make sure that you're just slowing down right now. When it's your time to bust through the atmosphere, it's going to take all that you have. And I'm not saying to not pay attention to your soul and not slow down, but there are seasons and I am in a season right now. And if you guys are changing where you're at, if you have the biggest intention to shift and get out of the situation that you're in, I can't lie to you and tell you that it's not going to take everything that you have to move through it. And I will tell you that the meltdowns are healthy. So stop resisting them. And the key that you want is to upgrade your meltdowns. So you guys, after the Bliss Project, and I think I shared this before, we had gone away for just 2 days, where normally I'm going to take four next time for sure. We had gone away for just 2 days and we were coming back to a massive launch, book tour launch, Aligned launch, which is our new program, and quite a few other things. Planning a multi-city book tour, which is totally new to me, and all of the PR and everything that goes into putting a book out into the world It requires a lot of activity, action, brain power, not to mention having a podcast and all of the other things that are going on and a team. So we were at the Ritz-Carlton in Laguna, and I just remember I was having a meltdown, and Chris was having a meltdown as well, that this 2 days just flew by. It didn't even feel like we decompressed at all, and we were going back in to quite the insane few weeks, not to mention few months, to be quite honest. And we just did not feel ready. Like, we just felt like just completely... like we were going to battle with no armor on. That's how it felt. Like, scared, naked, tired, exhausted. And we looked at each other and we just felt like we weren't going to be able to do it. And I said to him, you know, you're always going to have your meltdowns. It's just, would you rather have your meltdown checking out at Walmart, not being able to afford anything? Or would you rather have it checking out at the Ritz? And to me, this was just that moment of, you're always going to have these moments because you will have to become a different person and break through the atmosphere in order to go to that next level of your dreams and of your mission. And if you've got a big calling and a big mission, you will have these moments. So would you rather have your meltdown taste like liver? Or would you rather have your meltdown be some incredible cotton candy flavored ice cream cone? Because no matter what, it's going to be melting and dripping everywhere. But I'd rather lick cotton candy than liver all day long. So you guys, what flavor of a meltdown are you going to choose? It's just upgrading your meltdown and honestly upgrading the people around you when you have that meltdown. So when I had it, it's like I had all of these incredible humans around me because I had taken the time to create this atmosphere in my life, in this environment where I had people reminding me what I was doing, why I was doing it, that we're trying to change the future of families, that we're trying to leave a legacy, that we're trying to leave the world a little bit better than when we got here. And that's the whole point. So no matter what, you're going to have your meltdown, but where do you want to have it? How do you want to have it? And what do you want to have it over? And who do you want to be around when you have it? And you guys, if you are there, if you are like, wow, I just don't know if I have it in me anymore, keep going. Because it's going to happen whether you are going towards your dreams or not. So upgrade your meltdown. And I promise you, you will be able to have some time on the other side, but you do have to get intentional about it. So Chris and I literally are like, we can't go at this rate anymore for much longer. So we have a point where we're taking time off. We're actually taking the entire month of July off to recharge, rejuvenate. So I am like backstocking my podcast coming up, and I am making sure that I have all my interviews, all of my work, all of my videos for my workouts done for the monthly program, because I am ready to just recharge, be in nature, be around people who refuel my mind, create some epic experiences in my life, and be out in the world, just letting the world fuel me and have new perspective. And I'm really not going to do much of anything, to be totally honest. So you guys, where do you want to have your meltdown? Who do you want it to be around? So I'm sending you so much love on this journey, and know that it's not always going to be this way. So don't resist the meltdown. Go through it, have the tears, but always have a solution-based conversation afterward. So if you're resisting that energy over and over, the biggest thing that I can tell you is let it move through you. Go on a walk, cry, move through it. Please talk to a girlfriend, guy friend, whatever you need in order to move through it with a solution-based conversation. You're allowed to feel it. You're allowed to kick and you're allowed to scream, but just don't let the conversation go to a place where you're digging a hole and you're spiraling out of control looking for the bad. So really always try to look for the good in the spiral or in the dark point, but at the same time, feel it and move through it, because I can't tell you how many times I have cried lately. And I used to never do that. And I used to wonder why it would just linger around me. So you guys, feel it, cry, and then clear it. It's like once I'm done for the day crying, I know this just sounds so crazy. I can't believe I'm actually sharing this, but that's what it looks like. So move through it and you will get spit out of the other side. And just know this is what it looks like when you are moving to a new level. It's going to take all that you have. It's going to take you asking yourself how you can be more resourceful. What do you need in this moment right now to feel better? Really check in. Use your tools. Use your resources. You guys, if you are feeling this way, make sure you're meditating, make sure you're moving, and make sure you're listening to some good podcasts and you're reading, even if it's for 5-minute doses, because that is going to be your lifeline. And please, for the love of all that is holy, pray as much as possible. Ask for strength, ask for help, ask for Holy Spirit, ask for whatever you need to get through. Prayer has been like a lifeboat for me. If I don't do it every single day, I feel so weak and I really feel like I'm relying on just myself. And believe me, you're a human and it's not going to get you anywhere. So rely on something bigger than you, no matter what you call it. Ask every single day for strength, ask for clarity, ask for support, ask for guidance, and you will definitely be supported. So it may not be right away, but it will surprise you when it comes in and gives you wings. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love, knowing that I am with you shoulder to shoulder in the arena right now. And I'm so grateful for you. And I'm just glad that I get to talk to you. And this is like talk therapy, right? So have the most amazing day. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.